Talking with Gary O'Neill, of course, our state conservationist for Natural Resource Conservation Service of USDA. Streams we're mentioning today, these seven streams, a lot of these projects that have gone in these watersheds relate back to some of the conservation programs that your agency administers.
Yes, sir. USDA NRCS administers the EQIP program, the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, and also the Conservation Stewardship Program. Both of those programs provide resources to farmers to help plan and install conservation systems and practices. And a lot of those practices have a very positive impact on water that might leave a farm or a field. And with help from the other partners, the conservation districts and the Conservation Commission, we've been able to apply a lot of those practices in key places and having some real positive impact on the quality of water based on monitoring that's been done, long-term monitoring. So it's been a very successful program and one that Oklahoma's had a lot of success in several years. And part of that is the resources that are available from state and federal programs. But the other big part is the landowner's commitment to do this work on their own and to do the right thing. And not because of a regulation, but because it protects and conserves the resources, makes their land more profitable, more productive, and it's more long-term sustainable. So it's a win-win for everyone, including the average taxpayer that reaps some of the benefits from cleaner water.
And this is truly a voluntary-type partnership, right?
Yes, it is. The farmer has complete control of what gets installed. We're there as a technical specialist to help. So we will go out and walk the land with the farmer, come up with some strategies and plans, but the farmer controls what he or she wants to apply. And if some of those practices fit our cost share programs, then we're able to provide some resources to help offset some of the costs.
Obviously, we've continued to have a lot of budgetary pressures, but it seems like we've continued to be able to fund pretty well, especially the EQIP program and, as you mentioned, Conservation Stewardship, CSP as well.
Yes. The new Farm Bill has provided resources for those programs and also the easement programs. We've also got the new Regional Conservation Program, the RCPP Partnership Program. We've had some projects funded the last 2 years in Oklahoma for those. So there are tools available, and Oklahoma has done well in the last few years as far as getting some of those funds. Like I said, last year, over $70 million that were available to farmers and ranchers in Oklahoma. CSP continues to be a very popular program in our state. In the top five nationwide as far as the number of contracts and acres in that program. So the resources are there, and we've been able to provide some assistance to farmers. And like I say, I think the one of the big success is because our farmers are willing to step up and utilize the assistance, but also make the needed improvements to where we can see some of the successes we're having, like in water quality.